This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of our series, Common Mistakes in Ramadan. Sharia or Islam have give us, excuses to break our fast for certain reasons. But what I would like to mention in this point, that I found a lot of people will break their fast before the need is established. So for instance, Sharia allowed the woman who is pregnant or breastfeed to break her fast because of pregnancy or breastfeeding. But when there is a need, but if there is no need, let's say a woman who is breastfeeding, but if she fasts, her milk will not decrease, her health will not be in danger. There is no, in this case, she can't just say, you know what, I'm breastfeeding, so by default, I'm not fasting. No, the need has to be established. Or because I'm pregnant, pregnancy, it doesn't, if 100% it's safe, 100% you're fine to fast. There is no harm or anything like that, or any type of need. In this case, you're not allowed to break your fast. This is not like traveling. Traveling is not connected to need. Traveling is when you travel, you're allowed to break your fast, even if there is no need for it. Also, similar to this, and even can be a little bit worse scenario, people in during Ramadan, if they have exams, or athletes who play some sports and they have to go to train. And they said, no, it's too hot, or my work is a kind of, I put a lot of physical work on it, and I get exhausted, get thirsty, get whatever, and I get tired. We say having an exam or study or the nature of your work, if it's an operation in the operation room, or if it is, construction in the street, is not a reason for you to break your fast. What allowed you to break your fast is the need. So if you experience sickness, tiredness, not safe, that will allow you to break your fast. So if I'm a student, I'm so exhausted in studying and being focused on study, then I get dehydrated. I'm tired. I'm almost fainting I physically can't function. This is what allowed us to break our fast. It's not the exam. It's not the nature of job that I do. It is the sickness and the tiredness that happened. Because sometimes you might go work that day or you go to exam and there is no need for you to break your fast. So you break your fast when the need occur. Not to break your fast just by default, just because I have an exam today. I hope this is clear, because that's a common mistake and can invalidate your siyam, or it's not a valid reason for you to break your fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all fiqh, a good understanding of the religion, and make it easy for all of us during these blessed days of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.